Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you saw that or not. I read it. I thought, oh my goodness, this is great. You know, I think it's because. Yes, I did. I saw it. I couldn't wait to see it.
I want to see it.
They're going to play it 400 times. You'll see it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, they've already played it several times. And it's from the perspective of Dr. King and Malcolm X's their wives. Mm-hmm. And even if you get it half right, thank God for half of it, you know, coming
right.
out.
Right.
But of course, Coretta King, just an awesome woman of God, and so compassionate mm-hmm. and loving, and they show both of their stories where,
both of their husbands?
Yes, both of their husbands get, first Malcolm was speaking at a particular place. I don't know if it was Apollo, where it was. It was
Apollo, New York.
Yeah. And allegedly, he was definitely gunned down, but the suspect supposedly or allegedly was...
Nation of Islam?
Yeah, the Nation of Islam.
Oh, wow.
And because he was Islamic, a form of Islam, mm-hmm. and he did not like what was the prophet was marrying all these women, and he was against that. He started speaking out against it, mm-hmm. and basically he was just saying, you know, when you get it right, then I'll stop this. And so he's literally mm-hmm. rebuking the religious organization that he was in publicly, mm-hmm. And so he brings his family to speak at the Apollo, and as he's speaking, they have a disturbance in the audience, like, get your hands out of my pocket, and everybody looks at the disturbance, mm-hmm. and because you've got a whole crowd of people that are watching right there, and while they're disturbed, this guy stands up like on the second row back and takes his gun and shoots Malcolm several times, and I think a couple other guns came out, and his daughter. His oldest daughter was watching her dad just, and of course the whole family was just brutally just murdered. Mm. And of course I knew that in part of history, but I didn't know was the story as it progressed, because what's the form of Islam, John? Nation of Islam.
Nation of Islam,
and its leader is
Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, Louis Farrakhan. It's all Louis Farrakhan, and so. You know, Malcolm was really upset with him, and so in the movie, you know, Betty, you know, Malcolm's wife says that, Shabazz, she says that, of course, on an interview, she publicly had an interview on New York television where she said, that's who killed my husband.
Yeah. Mm.
But in the context of that, her daughter heard that now they were going to try to, because she spoke openly like that, now they were going to try to take her out and harm her mother.
Oh, wow.
So she gets with a particular boyfriend of hers or somebody and has a plot to be able to this is the core of the movie.
Yeah.
To kill
Louis Farrakhan,
you know, some sort of plot. Mm. And then so she gets arrested. Her daughter gets arrested. And I could see, you know, when you think about it, I sat there and watched my father killed by... allegedly this organization, mm-hmm. and now they're threatening my mother, and I got to stop this. And so she goes to jail, she gets a phone call, and she's lived this whole life of just the family just, and the truth is because they weren't following Jesus, they were following
right.
Muhammad.
Right.
You can tell the difference in Dr. King's family, and you can tell the difference in Malcolm X's family.
Mm.
It was just horrific what happened in their family. So she was constantly in drugs and just, you know, she's trying to grasp, you know, everything does her losses or whatever. And so, according to the movie, you know, the documentary, they did it so we could have black history of what happened in America, some of it. And Betty gets a call from her daughter in jail. She goes to visit her in jail. And she said, because I spoke openly, this is what they've done to my daughter. Because I spoke openly about it, it's what they've done to my daughter. And this is what came next. She gets a phone call from
Louis Farrakhan.
I don't know why Louis is just not with me today. Louis Farrakhan or his people, and says, if you will appear publicly at the Apollo and basically speak positive about Islam, that they would see that this, you don't believe that to be true, then we won't say she did this, and therefore they can't press charges because we're not going to be there to back all those statements up. And so she met with Coretta, and they talked about it, and Coretta says, you know, you got to do what you got to do for your kid or whatever, and based on the movie.
Wow.
And the best thing they could have done was disassociate themselves from Islam and turn to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it. She publicly affirmed Islam and Louis Farrakhan and all that at the Apollo where her husband was shot, the very same place, at the people who actually allegedly killed her husband.
Wow.
To free her daughter. And all of a sudden, the daughter, the oldest daughter, I couldn't pronounce her name if I tried, but Betty Shabazz's daughter, Malcolm X's daughter, went straight back into drugs and all that again. And so she had a son, Malcolm Jr. And so Betty took him in her house.
Mm-hmm.
She moved into a condo, and she was raising him herself, but he resented that. He wanted to be with his mother. And he lights a fire in her house while she's sleeping, dude. While she's sleeping.
Goodness.
And she opens the door like any grandmother would and sees this fire. And the first thing you're thinking is, I got to find Malcolm Jr. because it's just them two there.
Yeah.
And she ends up being engulfed in these flames and dies like 21 days later.
Oh, my goodness.
21 days later, literally burned to death by Malcolm X Jr., according to this movie.
Oh, my God!
I was devastated. I could not believe that.
That's tragic. Like,
it's very tragic. But I didn't know this. I was so. It's important to know this, how what happened and the tragedies there and Louis Farrakhan, all the things that happened there. But understand, too, it proves that's not of God.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you can't denounce God to save someone. You can never do that because you're not going to save them or anybody. If you denounce Jesus Christ, and when you publicly affirm Islam, Islam's belief is that Muhammad is the prophet, and Jesus is not the Son of God,
right?
And that he has to come back and apologize for calling himself the Son of God, right. And it's against Christians and Jews, and it's just totally opposite. It's antichrist type religion,
mm-hmm.
and it's all I could think is that, you know, that thing just grabbed a hold of that family. And just did these terrible things to them, and then all this tragedy happening. And of course, Malcolm Jr. was outside watching the place burn up, and a police officer comes over to him and says, "You know, you need to move out of here. You need to move out of here." And he starts saying, "I didn't know she would be. It would deliver." And so they immediately put him in the cruiser, the police car, and they didn't talk about how that turned out. I can't tell you how that turned out. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, and. They didn't portray, you know, Betty and Coretta as, you know, constant companions, but they actually met on a stage at a conference that they had. It was African-American conference or a black conference or something of that nature. It was the first one that was being held, and they both came to speak, and she wanted to speak, Betty did, to let people know that who her husband was that they knew, Malcolm. Malcolm had changed in his last days, and he had taken, but he changed in his character, but not in his beliefs, because he took a pilgrimage to Mecca, and he realized that all the races of the world, and we're all, you know, you're either good or bad, not based off your race.
Mm-hmm.
But it still was a march to Mecca. And but Coretta, you know, obviously just a steady woman of God, and she was being harassed by J. Edgar Hoover, they were recording all their conversations, personal, intimate relationship between Dr. King and his wife, and all these things was going on. But Betty and Coretta, this Congress, this black Congress that was going on, they had all these radicals there that was kind of connected to what Malcolm X originally was part of, and she wanted to go there to be able to represent who she felt like he really was, and so she spoke out, you know, against violence and against all that. And and Coretta talked to Malcolm when he was speaking at a place and told her that, you know, violence is not the way. Mm. And Dr. King could not associate with Malcolm because of his choices of violence. And when it finally happened, and it's something like Dr. King's, what they're saying, he said, is, you know, he was fighting for the right cause in the wrong way. And basically,
I can preach.
Yeah, fighting for the right cause in the wrong way, mm-hmm. and that violence will never work. And and that's what we talked about, those Ten Commandments of being able to walk with Dr. King. Mm-hmm. And you heard what I was saying, if you remember that segment, was, well, Malcolm couldn't have joined Dr. King because he had a pledge to nonviolence. And you can understand when people are beating you and calling you and be degrading you. I mean, if you don't know Jesus, even if you know Jesus,
yeah.
if you don't know Jesus, it's going to be really hard not to respond in light manner.
Sure.
That's going on. But it's really, I mean, hey, you know, it gives a perspective of their wives. You know, she was always being hounded by the press. Coretta was, she stood up for women's rights and, you know, that, and that's why they were showing up, to be able to stand up for women. So you got to check it out. It'll give you more perspective of our history. And that's the reason why they made it, they say, is so that we cannot forget American history. And it's called Betty and Coretta. And it is Malcolm X's wife being portrayed by an actress and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife being portrayed by an actress right there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.